broadcast. I want to welcome our listeners to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across from DP&L. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com, or you can give us a call at 937-293-3914. I want to remind our listeners that we're having the culmination of our 12 Days of Christmas event down at the range. Today we're going to have special hours from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we're going to have some special sales. We're going to be liquidating many of our range guns, and we have a few new guns for sale, and they're going to be at great prices, and then we're going to throw in some extra perks, and there will also be discounts on other items, including accessories and ammunition. So if you have an opportunity sometime today and you need to get somebody, including yourself, a last-minute Christmas gift, stop down at the range. Again, we'll be open from 9 to 5, and we'll be glad to assist you in any of your last-minute gift selections. Also want to remind our listeners that we will be on the air again Monday, the 27th of December, from 8 to 9 a.m., as we are today. And we want to kind of change focus today just because it's Christmas Eve, and we talk about being here and the things, the blessings we have, and today is a special day. Christmas Eve means a lot to all of us. We have a lot to be thankful for in the world that we live in, and we just want to take today's show and kind of devote it to, I think the best way to say this is to our deployed military personnel overseas. And with us today, we have two guests that are going to join us and tell us about a great organization that they represent. We have Linda Morrow, who is with the Blue Star Moms, and one of her associate members, Christy Snodgrass. They're going to talk to us a little bit about their organization and the things they do. And, when we go through this season, I know that especially today, families are getting together and sharing special times, and family members of deployed military personnel don't have that luxury. Their people were thousands of miles away, and the best we can do is just keep them in our thoughts and prayers and have memories of Christmas past. But it's a special time for their families. I know that that's a priority with them, and it's a priority with us. On previous shows, we've talked about these kinds of issues, and we have members down at the range who duck in and out. We just had our Christmas party last week, and we were graced with the presence of one of our personnel who was just getting home from one mission and unfortunately getting ready to get packed to go out on another mission. I believe he may be leaving today. So he came in on Monday or Tuesday, and he's leaving again today or tomorrow, and he's spending a few days with his family, and we were so blessed to have him duck in with us and spend the evening with us at the Christmas party and share good times, and we wish him goodwill, and it's a good thing, and we're really appreciative of their presence. I'm going to take the time now just to turn the mic over for a couple seconds to Linda Morrow, who again is with Blue Star Moms. It's an organization that primarily supports deployed personnel, military personnel and their families. And Linda, welcome to the show. And I want you just to take a little bit of time and tell our listeners about your organization and what you do.
Thanks, Jeff, and I appreciate your having us here today. We are part of a national organization, the Blue Star Mothers of America Incorporated, and our local chapter here, Miami Valley Chapter Number 3, serves the Miami Valley. There are many chapters in the state of Ohio. We are one of the largest in the country, probably the largest in the state. We have over 330 members. You don't have to be a mom to be a member of our organization. We have associate members, and that can be anyone, anybody else in the family that would like to join, anyone who is does not even have military in their family. We have lots of members who are interested citizens who would just like to support the military. Our Miami Valley chapter was chartered in 2004. We now operate out of a troop center at Town and Country Shopping Center, and we are grateful to them because they donate the space that we have there, and that enables us to do our mission of supporting deployed troops, supporting our local veterans, and supporting each other. As you mentioned, Jeff, when a military family member is deployed or far away from home, it does affect the whole family. And that support has been critical in my instance when our son joined the Marines. It was you feel kind of like you're out on an island for a while. You're not sure what it's all about, and being around other people who have experience certainly does help. So that kind of tells you what we do in a nutshell.
Okay, one of the things that I was particularly interested in, I noticed that you prepare, I'm going to call it care packages, that you distribute to the deployed members. And why don't you tell us a little bit about those and what the purpose is? And I know that just looking at some of the items and having two brothers that were in the military, they were so grateful. We used to send the same thing, not on nearly as a formal basis as you did, and they would write back that they were so grateful for things that we take for granted.
Yes. Yes, I want to make it clear that our military is extremely well-trained, and they are given what they need to perform their missions. But we're moms, and we like to send things that they enjoy. There are times when they desperately do need certain things. Our organization has kind of evolved into having a mission of supporting troops in remote locations. These are guys and gals that are not at an established base, and are often, it's hard for them to be resupplied. They're living on MREs 24/7, and they have the basics. They have what they need to do their job. We like to say that we give them some of the things that they want. But also sometimes they run low on toiletries. They run low on different things. We just had a request from some Marines who are in a remote location. It's cold in Afghanistan right now. A lot of them are in mountainous areas, and they've requested blankets. So when we get requests like that, the mom mode goes into effect, and we do everything in our power to get what they need. So we send lots of things. We send toiletries. We send food items. We send snacks. We send socks. Foot soldiers are extreme. Their feet are the most important part that they have to take care of. And so foot powder and socks and those kind of things that seem like ordinary to most of us are essential to them.
You know, you mentioned blankets and socks, and I think back to episodes of Band of Brothers, a series that depicted the events that transpired during World War II, and one in particular when our soldiers were kind of hunkered down in a location where it was a freezing winter, and they were there for an extremely long time, and things like blankets and socks were so basic, and we take those for granted. You know, we complain about not having match socks, whereas they would just appreciate having two socks. They wouldn't care if they would match. But, you know, we sometimes think of those things and just we take it for granted. And it's interesting. Another item that I saw on the list that I know my own brother just wanted all the time was beef jerky.
Yes.
It was something quick, and it was satisfying, and it was wholesome. And he said it just was a break from the MREs and some of the other things that they had to eat. But, you know, I look at, you grab a pack of beef jerky, you throw it in your console in your car, and you nibble on it every once in a while. They would just love to have it.
And it was from home.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
Yes, and we just received a message from we receive thank yous all the time over email and also snail mail. But one in particular that we just received was from a soldier named Jason who came back from a mission of being gone outside the wire, they call it, for 3 or 4 days, and came back and said he found one of our boxes on his bunk. And he said it was more exciting than being a kid at Christmas. He said, I can't tell you what it does for the morale when they get things from home, knowing that people, often people they don't even know, have sent them things and taken the time to do that. And it's amazing that their messages are often with that in mind. Obviously, they enjoy getting the beef jerky and the tuna and the different kinds of things that we can send and to help make their life a little easier. But it's that knowing the support is there from home. And the Miami Valley has been unbelievable in the last few years in supporting our troops. And they do it quietly. We have people that drop in the center and put a check on the table for $25. One man does it monthly. I want no thank you, he says, and walks away. So, you know, it's those kind of things. That's the only way we exist. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and that's the only way that we can help the troops, is when the Miami Valley and the citizens and the businesses and the churches and the schools get behind the troops and give us the donations and the monetary donations as well to help send the packages. Mm-hmm. We also send packages to those troops who do not receive anything from home, and there are a lot of them. And they go on our list when we get their names, and they are sent boxes and letters and cards during their deployment.
Tell our listeners how they can help you. What, you know, maybe a phone number, where you're located, and obviously Town and Country is, you've got an office there, but let folks know how they can help.
We are located at Town and Country, and we're open on Saturdays from 12 to 4 every Saturday. We are packing boxes. Obviously, we won't be there tomorrow on Christmas or next week on New Year's. Mm-hmm. But then we resume in January, and every week we send boxes as our finances allow. And you can contact us. We have a website at www.bluestarmothersdayton.com. Our phone number is 671-8636. So those are two ways you can contact us. Well, three ways if you want to stop in at Town and Country. And I can't tell you how encouraging it is when folks come in and say, how can I help? And citizens do that a lot. They'll stop at Town and Country and buy a few things there and bring them down to the center. And it's that kind of help that makes us do what we can do.
We're going to take a break in about a minute or so, but let me give the phone number out here at the studio if anybody'd like to call in and maybe relate a story that they have. We're at 457-1290. 457-1290 will get you into the studio and give us a call. And if you have maybe a comment or a story, something that you can relate, maybe you're a mother that has, or a family member that has someone deployed overseas. I remember when my brother was over flying over the sand, and it was always nervous just to hear things that are going on. You never really know. And of course, the communications are a lot better than it was back in the days when Jeff was relating about the things that went on in World War One, but in World War Two. But it's still, it's still really tough to know that your folks are out there in harm's way. So we'll be back in just about a minute. So if you'd like to call in, give us a call at 457-1290. It's 457-1290, and we'll get you up on the air. We're going to go out and take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome our listeners back to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I want to remind our listeners that Sim Trainer today is holding a special sale, Christmas Eve sale down at the range. We're going to be liquidating most of our range guns, and we have several other guns that we have in our new gun inventory that we're going to be selling at or below dealer cost, in addition to having a variety of sales on accessories and ammunition. So if you have an opportunity, stop down the range, and we'll be more than glad to help you with any last-minute Christmas gifts for yourself or for someone in the family. Again, today we have with us Linda Morrow and her daughter Christy Snodgrass from Blue Star Mothers talking about how they support our deployed troops. And I just wanted to mention that I happened to be looking at their website, and two things that struck me as interesting and at the least. One was the testimonials, the individual testimonials of officers who express their appreciation for the things they get. Linda mentioned before the break that was one of the critical aspects of what they do. And I can just imagine, I know when I left for college way back in 1979 and first time away from home, getting anything from home was kind of the connection. And I'm sure that that's even more applicable. I only went two states away to Illinois. These people are countries away, thousands of miles away, and for long periods of time without being able to see them. So anything from home is welcomed and much appreciated. The other thing that we talked about on the break, and it's very interesting, I think it's somewhat frustrating, is that almost half of the money that they raise goes for postage. So they have tremendous monetary needs, and a lot of it is for postage to get the items that are so graciously donated from point A to point B. And That's a substantial investment. And I wanted to mention that we're going to do it at SimTrainer. I've already got this approval from Linda is for today. Anybody that comes down to the range and purchases either a membership or a course enrollment, enroll themselves in any of our classes, we're going to give, in addition to the $25 off they get for coming in today, we're going to give $25 more to this organization, Blue Star Moms. And that's a great opportunity to support them. In addition, we will accept donations at SimTrainer from now through the end of the year for Blue Star Moms, and we'll make sure that that money gets funneled to their organization. I think just another depot for distribution of or acceptance of donations would help them. And we have a lot of people who support the military that come through the range, and I think it'll be a great opportunity for your organization.
Thank you, Jeff. That's very, very generous of you.
Mark, you've been quiet so far. You got anything to say about this organization, military? I'm sure that the...
Yeah, it's... I mean, having been 20 years in the military, I was... I don't know if I'm fortunate or just the way it worked out, I didn't deploy because partly when I was in my career field, they kept most of the computer geeks locked up somewhere where they didn't let them out into the real world. So I didn't deploy. I went... But I did spend a little bit of time on the road, and... I understand a little bit of what it means to be away from your family and to have some sort of a connection that comes in unexpectedly. And it's very important for people to know that they're still being supported even though they're overseas, that the home fires are still burning. And that's what you guys do. And it's really an important mission, and it's a powerful mission. And I know, of course, because, you know, it's personal because your family is also deployed. But it's one of those kinds of things that I don't think people who haven't been in that environment can completely understand just how critical it is. So if there's folks out there that would like to get part of that, maybe they've never been able to serve and wanted to, this is a way that they can serve those people who are serving us and protecting us, our liberty. Mm-hmm. It's really important.
Thanks, Mark, for your service too.
Well, thank you. It was one of those things that, you know, that was where I had always wanted to be, and I was able to do that. I was not able to fly. The Air Force said they did not want me throwing up in their airplanes.
Aside from the fact that you're 6'3", 250 plus, I don't know that they had too many planes.
I wasn't that size at that time. Yeah, the 6'3 part I was, but I.
Yeah, I have to say that the one regret I have in life is that I didn't get an opportunity to serve in the military. I went right from high school to college, and you know, a good path. I can't complain about my path, but that's the one thing that I wish I could have done. Christy, you want to say just a couple things about membership in Blue Star Mothers? And
sure, thanks. I'm an associate member, which means I don't have a son or daughter that is in the military, but my brother is in the military. And so when my mom, you know, found this organization and decided to join, my daughter and I decided to join with her as associate members. So, you know, we pretty much do everything the members do. We can volunteer at different fundraisers. We can work at the troop center. And it's just been a really great experience.
We need to take a break now as we go into the news center. So let me remind people that our phone number here in the studio is 457-1290, 457-1290, if you'd like to call in and maybe you have a question for them or you have a question about some of our other topics related to shooting from the hip, firearms and training. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO. Hey, welcome back to the show. This is Shooting from the Hip, not Neil Bortz, and we'd like to give a shout-out welcome to those folks who would normally be tuning in during the morning drive and be listening to the first half hour of the Neil Bortz Show. This is Mark Avery, and I'm here with Jeff Pedro, and we are doing our normal Ask the Expert weekend because tomorrow is Christmas, and this is Christmas Eve. We've been moved to Monday morning. Morning is a little bit different for us on Shooting from the Hip. And we're glad to have you with us and hope you'll join in. The studio phone number is 457-1290, 457-1290 if you'd like to call in and join the show. And we are doing some extra things today. We've got some guests in studio. Linda Morrow and Christy Snodgrass are here from Blue Star Mothers of Dayton, and we've been having a good time. So if you're just joining the show at the after the news break at the bottom of the hour, I'd like to introduce you to them as well.
Christy, if you would for us, this is the culmination of our 12 Days of Christmas special, and we mentioned that we ran a raffle for everybody that came into the range for the last 12 days. They got entered into a drawing for a free gun that's going to be a Kel-Tec Sub 2000 9mm rifle, kind of an interesting plinking gun. And the winner is, Christy, if you read that name, please.
The winner is Deb Urse.
Deb Urse.
U-R-S-E, Urse.
Good. Deb Urse, if you're on the air, congratulations. If not, we'll give you a call. But she's the winner of the mystery raffle, the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 9mm plinking rifle, which is a lot of fun to shoot. And we'll get a hold of her and make sure she gets that. Again, just to remind our listeners that we're holding a special down at the range today, special sale. We're going to be open from 9 to 5. Lots of discounts, going to be liquidating our inventory of range guns. In addition to the $25 discount you'll get off of any class or membership, we're going to be donating $25 from every class or membership purchase to the Blue Star Mothers organization. They've been so kind to grace us with their presence today and tell us about a great service that they provide to our deployed troops and their families. And I just want to turn the mic over for a couple more minutes to Christy so she can talk a little bit about how she and her organization supports our troops. Christy.
Yeah, and one of the way we support the troops is like my mom said earlier, is to support each other. And, you know, since my brother, you know, I don't have a son or daughter deployed. My brother's was deployed and is back now, which we're very Merry Christmas to us. So, but I run into people periodically that are in the same situation as I am. And I was at one of our functions at Town and Country, Trick or Treat for the Troops, where we raised a lot of money for the Blue Star Mothers. And this woman walked in. She was about my age, and she kind of looked lost. And I went over to her and introduced myself. And she said, I was just walking by. I don't know what's going on in here, but I saw it had to do with the military, and my brother's deployed. And so right then, there's an instant connection to what she's going through, because I was going through the same thing. And that is one of the best parts, is just to have that support from other people who know exactly what you're going through. And we talked for 10 or 15 minutes, never having met before, but the connection that we had instantly, that, you know, our brothers are deployed. You don't want to watch the news. You don't want to know what's happening. You don't want your mom to call you at 6 o'clock in the morning. So just the support that anyone can get, not just, you know, wives or moms or dads, but brothers and sisters. And my niece gets a lot of support from going there. And it's just a wonderful organization.
I know the anxiety that you're talking about, because when my one brother was deployed in Bahrain during the first Iraq war, they were getting missile attacks, Scud missile attacks. And, of course, when you heard that on the news and they indicated the location, the anxiety level peaked. And, of course, very quickly we were on our cell phones and texting and emailing whatever we could. And he was like, it's okay. It's all right. It's no big deal. They're just hitting out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm like, well, that's good news. But
isn't that where you are, in the middle of nowhere?
That's right. Yeah.
And it's no big deal.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah. And that says a lot. I mean, like I mentioned, we have several soldiers or several military personnel that come down to the range, and that's kind of their attitude. I know one that deploys pretty much every 6 months for 6 month stints, and he has for years, Ken, you know, and his attitude is just, it's my job. I go out and I do my job. And And how grateful we should be. And you know, you talk about people that just happened by that event. Same thing happens with people we run into all the time. They're very supportive of the military. And I know at times the media twists that, and they give a kind of a negative connotation, and shame on them for doing so. But it's up to us to continue to carry the torch. And it's organizations like yours and the people that hang around at Sim Trainer and people at the Freedom Alliance, who we've had on the show in the past, who support the troops and let us know what it's all about, and let them know we care, and Lord knows we care. Mm-hmm. And I know, Linda, you mentioned that in addition to deployed troops, there's an additional kind of agenda that you guys promote?
Yes, one of our missions is to support our local veterans, and we go out to the VA, and in fact, we just had a Christmas party for the vets out there on December 19th, and we help with bingo, and we take clothing and toiletries and things out there, a picnic in the summer. So we don't forget the veterans. They were the ones that came before. They were the ones that set the tone for what we have today, and they're very important to us, and so we honor them whenever we can.
As we should.
Yes,
as
definitely.
We should. And I'm saying, over the Christmas season, you have time off. I do it quite often. I say the series, Band of Brothers, I made reference to it earlier. There's now another one about the Pacific. And when you look at the challenges that our deployed soldiers face when they're away from home, it makes you really appreciate the things that we have here. And I saw one time a military officer, I believe it was when we invaded Grenada, he grabbed the camera from the cameraman, and he said, "Hey, come over here, I want to show you something." And he pointed to some of the horrors that were going on in that country. And he said, "You know, what I want people back home to remember is these are problems. What you have back home are nothing more than minor inconveniences." And when you put things in perspective and you think about just something as simple as an 18, 19, 20-year-old young man for the first time leaving home, and the first time he leaves home, he goes to boot camp, and then within a couple months he's shipped clear across the world, where he doesn't have much contact with anybody but the people of his own unit. It's a pretty daunting experience. And Mark, I'm sure you've talked to people about things like that, and we've seen it, and we've talked about it, and it's
hard to describe for someone who's not been there, and like I said, I have not been there, so I just get from talking to a lot of other folks who have been in these situations, and in cross generations. I mean, things have changed in warfare and in what happens and in the missions that the military performs. It's radically different now than it was in generations past. But even so, it's not clean. It's not something anybody chooses to do because that's what they're looking for. There's always a greater purpose, and there needs to be an understanding that some people simply don't get. People don't understand what it means to defend freedom and to completely undertake the mission of making sure that liberty is protected, that our rights are protected, and our freedom is protected, and that nobody can come in by force and take that away. That's what this country was founded on, and that's what these people are doing every day.
And a lot of these young men and women that you've referred to are very young. They're growing up in the military, and that's not easy. It's not easy on the parents. It's not easy on the families when they're far away from home and going through some of these experiences. So the support we can give to the families to realize that when those young kids come home, they're going to be a lot different for a while. And so we talk about that, and we try to help each other and understand that as parents and as family members, you have to be patient.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, and I kind of drew this from the website and talking to you and talking to other people, your organization, an organization like yours, they take more of a holistic approach to it. It's not just a matter of providing things, but there's support in a variety of other ways that can be provided, and people sharing experiences that they had with family members that came back and some of the transitions they needed to make, and all those things are important, and sometimes they get overlooked. It's not until it's right in front of their face that they're confronted with the dilemmas that they're presented with, and it's tough to deal with. So having an opportunity to talk through those things, I'm sure is
help.
Very, very useful.
The other thing we need to remember is that Wright-Patterson here in Dayton sends a lot of folks over on 6-month missions, and military personnel as well as medical personnel, people from the VA go on medical deployments too, and so we support them whenever they go. We welcome them home when they come home. It's a huge part of our community, and it's I know that Dayton appreciates that, but we need to remember there are people leaving and coming all the time.
Let's go out to the phones. We have someone who's called in. Let's talk to Ed, who's called in from Medway. Ed, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. I had a question on the Castle Doctrine. But on a personal note, you mentioned Evan English last week, and I might add that my son and daughter and he went to the same church grade school, and my wife was a church van driver, so I've known Evan for a long time. But my question is on the Castle Doctrine. There was a case relayed in the Columbus Dispatch newspaper last Saturday, and page B3, and it talks about a Franklin County judge who ruled against a defendant for fatally stabbing an acquaintance that barged into his house. And according to the Common Pleas judge, Richard Sheward, he convicted the defendant of using a knife with a disproportionate response to the threat posed by the person who was killed, who was unarmed, even though he weighed 100 pounds more than the defendant. And so the defendant's attorney said they're going to appeal, of course, but to find out what the legislature really intended when they created the Castle Doctrine. So I guess it's something you can look into in the future. But my question today is, from your training and information, what were you taught about the Castle Doctrine?
Well, it's fairly new. It started in 2008, and I don't believe there have been many tests in court in Ohio yet. So there will be this, if this is one of those and it gets appealed, I think that if they make the appeal based on the Castle Doctrine, it would be it'll be interesting to follow, because until we have some of these laws tested in the courts, it's difficult to know exactly how things are going to roll through the courts, and individual judges have different views and decisions, and that's why we have an appeal process.
And until all the facts are known in these particular cases, I just want everybody to hold judgment until truly all the facts are known, because sometimes the newspapers selectively pick and choose details to promote a particular agenda or a particular story that they want to forward. So let's just hold off a little while and see how that plays out, and see if truly this is an issue that's going to affect Castle Doctrine, because like so many other stories, it may not be Castle Doctrine. It might just be a pure case of self-defense, or it may go otherwise. It may go in another direction, but let's just wait and see how it plays out.
Well, I'm concerned that there's maybe some loophole in the Castle Doctrine that needs to be filled out by the legislature.
But we'll see how they do that. We're going to have to go to a break. And we come back, we'll talk about a few other issues related to that. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association. And you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery with Jeff Pedro in for Shooting from the Hip. And let's go right out to the phones and let's talk to Frank, who's calling in. Frank, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I understand you might know some of these folks here in the studio today.
A little bit of familiarity with them, yes. I've worked under their tutelage here with them also for the last 2 years. What I would like to emphasize, and it may have been emphasized earlier, but I missed the first part. Things like our golf outing, which is a big fundraiser for them, there's a great community effort from people like WHIO who have lent their personalities to the golf outing. Larry Hanskin, Mike Hartzog have been part of the golf outing, and I think it helps tremendously bring people in and, of course, bring in extra money that comes along with it. And this isn't a paid political announcement. This is just something that I think you guys have done a great job for the Blue Star Mothers in the past. And I think this show today also will encourage people and other companies. And there's been a tremendous amount of support in the Dayton area.
I hope that's true. We certainly want to have as many people know about this organization and to support it as we possibly can, especially, this perfect time of the year to remember exactly what it is you do and how important it is.
Thank you for your call, Frank.
You're welcome.
Linda, will you just again tell our listeners how they can get involved with your organization?
We have our Troop Center at Town & Country Shopping Center, which is open from 12 to 4 every Saturday, not including Christmas and New Year's this year, obviously. And you can drop in at that location and drop off donations. You can see what we do there. Please stop in and see us. You can also contact us through our phone number, which is 671-8636.
That's area code 937.
937-671-8636. 1-800-236-3636. We have a website at www.bluestarmothersdayton.com, which has lots of information about our organization and applications there that you can download if you would like to join.
And when I get around to putting the show notes up for this week, we'll have links to those as well so that people can go to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio and find the notes and links to your stuff, to your information as well.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for being on the show. I'd like to take just a moment away from what we've been talking about and shift to something a little different. Today is Christmas Eve. Sometimes amid the din of celebration, the namesake of this holiday is lost. And it's really easy to let that happen. All of us are busy trying to balance the many aspects of our lives, often not being very successful at that, allowing the tyranny of the urgent to take away what is important and take away our attention from those things that are important. We get wrapped up in schedules and events, but forget what it is that gives life meaning. Christmas without Christ is just all the empty trappings, the ribbons and the bows, the glitter and tinsel, lights, decorations, inflatable figures, and stop signs for Santa. There's nothing wrong with any of those unless we allow them to take over. To push aside the holiday, the holy day, that should be the focus. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This Christmas, spend some time remembering why the holiday bears his name. Turn aside from the chaos for a few minutes of quiet reflection with the family and those closest to us. Regardless of how you choose to remember the child in the manger, or even if you choose not to, may the blessings of the Creator of everything be with you and yours. Merry Christmas, everyone, from Sim Trainer and Shooting from the Hip.
Couldn't have been said better, Mark. I appreciate all your efforts and all our listeners out there, I hope you have a great, great holiday season. Keep Christ in your thoughts. Let's put the focus where it needs to be. And again, we'll be on the air Monday with our next episode, next broadcast, special broadcast Monday afternoon or Monday morning from 8 to 9. You've been listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.